I do want to welcome you all to MercyNet's Deacons Training. MercyNet is a part of CityNet. If you don't know what CityNet is, that's frustrating because we don't communicate very well and we should communicate much better. But, actually CityNet is very exciting. CityNet is a number of churches connected together across the city who are committed to God's kingdom moving forward. Primarily, the emphasis is on church planting. But there's also an emphasis on mercy ministries, justice ministries, and then also cooperative ministries. And if you really don't know what's going on in CityNet, it's pretty unbelievable. There's a Chinese church to blue-collar Chinese that's been planted in the city. That's a recent church plant. There's Rock of Israel, which began as an outreach to Russian Jewish persons. And they've had the opportunity to have Jewish and Muslims in the same room together hearing about Jesus Christ. Liberty, which is Emerging Generations down in the Fairmount, Northern Liberties area. We're looking at Norristown for more of a mercy-oriented church plant. So lots of good things going on. LAMP is a new seminary-type program that CityNet is offering, and LAMP is really exciting. You can pray for that because LAMP is one of the places where we are going to begin to grow in our diversity because a lot of urban ministry leaders especially don't have the opportunity to go to Westminster. A lot of them are in full-time positions. A lot of them are pastors already, and the LAMP program is giving them an opportunity to be trained theologically, and it's great. Our last CityNet staff meeting, we had African Americans, we had Asians, we had, you know, we continue to be a number of Anglos there. But it's just great. It's fabulous to see the diversity, and we're really excited about that. So that's CityNet. MercyNet is a group of loosely banded together hooligans who love God's kingdom. Who probably most of us are very much believe that for a number of years, word and deed were improperly separated in God's kingdom. I think it's one of the grievous mistakes of 20th century evangelicalism and fundamentalism. But I think throughout the world right now, throughout God's church and the evangelical church, God is bringing back together word and deed ministry, and it's just a great thing to see. The younger generation knows the hypocrisy of living this kind of life where you just speak, and to really bring God's kingdom to bear in this world again, we need to marry word with deed. So I am the chair of MercyNet. I don't know how I became the chair because I'm just a hick who landed in this place. Angelo Giuliani from New Life Glenside was one of the big movers and shakers in the beginning. Bill Crispin has taught me just about everything I know about mercy and justice. And we now get together on a bi-monthly basis. Again, it's pretty loose, a group of people, but we have between 15 and 25 come out every other month. And we share about what we're doing on our diaconates. We have a ministry come in. We've had Lynn Crow come in and tell us about his prison ministry. Last month we had Hunting Park Christian Academy come. It's connected to Spirit and Truth Fellowship. There's a legal clinic connected with AUDA Community Center, which was great to hear about. And actually, if this word doesn't get out there, any lawyers that you have in your churches, we would love to have their names, because Pete Heilman is trying to connect the lawyers across the city. And if every lawyer is willing to take one pro bono case, then there's going to be a lot of needs that are going to be advocated for. And he talks about the opportunities to pray with people, share the gospel, to cry with them. So just great things going on. This course is, we call it diaconal training, whatever you call it. But actually, it's about mercy and justice. So let me just explain a little bit. The vision behind the course originally started because I believe pastors are overworked. I won't say underpaid, but they're overworked, and missionaries are underpaid. And really, diaconal training, mercy ministries, tends to get sidelined. And so when I came to New Life Drescher, there were six deacons and deaconesses serving a church of about 350, 400 people. And man, it was just the tyranny of the urgent all the time. We were just putting out fires all over the place. And we didn't have any opportunity to dream about kingdom things, about mercy, about justice, and things like that. So we right away began to get a deacon's class together. We trained personally, I think four or five ourselves. But then the vision developed to a point where we said, you know, we need to come alongside of pastors and ministry leaders and churches, and we can offer a course that does the majority of the training so that other diaconates can really begin to grow and mercy-minded people in churches can really begin to grow. And that's where this course developed from. This is the third year with you, 25. There's probably 25 plus in here. We'll probably have trained almost 100 people now over the last 3 years. So that's very exciting. And we're beginning to get the word out. Hopefully there's some good gossip about the course. So we're not only reaching the sitting at churches, but we're beginning to reach churches in the presbytery and things like that. So we're excited about that. In terms of the course, I don't want to do this. Actually, let me do it this way. First off, I want to encourage you, if you're not that connected to your diaconate or to the ministry leaders of your church, get connected. I think it's really important for you all to have either a mentoring, hopefully a mentoring, but minimally a peer relationship to go through this material with, to be processing it with, to be talking about all the rich readings that you're going to be doing and things like that. So, you know, get back in touch with the people who are in your diaconates or who are leading your mercy ministries and really try and set up that relationship. Get together with them once or twice a month. Coffee is one of the greatest ministry opportunities out there. Take advantage of it. And honestly, we're not talking about, you know, when you mention relationship, when you mention discipleship, people tend to be like, oh, it's going to take, you know, forever. But it doesn't take that much. If you have coffee with somebody twice a month for an hour and a half, I'm telling you, in a year, you'll have a strong relationship with that person. And it's just not that. It just doesn't take that much time. So set up that mentoring relationship so you can be processing and really working through this material. We, as a diaconate, actually set up a whole one-year deacon, deaconess, and training program. So we haven't been good about mentoring in the past. I'm really hoping that this year we can step up and support. We have five or six here ourselves for this. So mentoring, I'll try and remember that. In terms of the book, let me just go over this real quickly. If you open up your binder, you have to forgive me. There's no table of contents that gives you page numbers. But every week you see the general, you see the dates there on the class schedule. That's the first light yellow sheet of paper. Should be pretty self-explanatory. The needed materials there on the next page. Of course, there's this diaconate binder, Compelled to Serve. Hopefully it was clear. If you don't have the Ministries of Mercy book, that's the one that we ask you to take. That's the book that you get for free. If you have that book, then you can take one of the other books out there for free. That's included in the registration price. And then those other books there are just ones that are great books, that are good to read, that'll be filling out, that you'll probably be reading a portion of in a number of other sections. Units and assignments, that's an important page. Let's turn that. Let me just quickly go over that. Does everybody have that one? That's the light yellow page.
Now we find out we have homework. We have homework now?
Well, we give you a month to do it. Yeah. That would be those people from my church. They give me a... The biggest problem in my church is that they relate to me as a friend and brother in Christ and not a pastor. And I have problems with that. Now, that's actually one of the greatest things. We love that. Obviously, you all did your homework for this week, which was just to get here, not to scare you. Unit 2. For the next time we get together on February 18th, what are we asking you to do? Well, there's going to be two sessions that day, and we're asking you to complete and read in that section, the orphan son and daughter assignment. And we'll jump to that in a second. I'll walk through that with you. Then we're also asking you to read or reread, if you've already read it, in Ministries of Mercy by Tim Keller, chapters 1, 2, and 3. Again, you have a month for this. To Live in Peace, chapter 2 and chapter 5 by Mark Gornick. Those are in
your deacon's training. I'll show you that in the chapter in a second. Biblical Foundations for the Ministry of Mercy, that's also in the notebook. And then there's two interview forms. Again, I'll show you in that section in a second. To interview two leaders in your church, again, just to get a feel for what leadership and ministry is about in the church. So every week, I'm hoping that'll be very clear, or every session, that's very clear what we're going to be doing. So why don't you turn to Unit 2, which is I put into the heavy stock yellow papers in the book. I'll just walk through that with you. So for February 18th, you'll have an opportunity to take notes. There's a response page if you're into journaling. The assignments are listed again. And then there's the orphan and orphan versus son-daughter page. Can everybody find that one? Oh, man. New Life Dresser's struggling. Okay. You know what? Here's another thing that's probably a little confusing. We're reworking the binder every year. Man, I should have done this. I almost did this. Some of you will have, on the thick stock yellow pages, some of you will actually have, see, like mine says Unit 2. 75% of you don't have Unit 2 up top, so you want to look for Session 3 and Session 4 section. My bad. I'll fix it. I fixed it in the last 10 that I made. So, okay, Session 3, Session 4. We got that? Okay. All right, everybody turn one page. And you got notes. Turn another page. You have notes. Bill's laughing. And then you have units and assignments. You see that? Okay, then you should have the orphan son or daughter sheet. Okay, we pretty safe? All right, good. That's an assignment where you'll look at the orphan son traits on the following pages. You'll pick five. To me, this is a great exercise to go through with your mentor. Fill it out and then talk to your mentor about it. Try and find what the Lord is teaching you about your heart in terms of how we live like orphans. You know, the great thing about Tim Keller is that he preaches the issue of unbelief. What's the unbeliever's problem? Unbelief. What's the believer's problem? Unbelief. Where's unbelief reside? In the heart. So it's all about the heart. We need to understand how our hearts are active in this. If you turn the page then you have the Biblical Foundations for the Ministry of Mercy. That's the Crispin reading that was mentioned in the assignment. If you keep paging through, then you get to this Gornick reading. Mark Gornick reading is in there. From To Live in Peace. And then if you turn to the final two pages of that chapter, again, in years to come, we'll have page numbers and stuff. The final two pages are where those two interview forms are. So if that's not confusing, don't worry. You'll figure it out. You have a month. So, all right. Okay, any questions on anything I said so far? Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that would be great. They'd be two great guys, I'm sure. And I'm sure they would know about the stresses and the ups and downs and all those things. Yeah. It doesn't have to be your pastors. It can be an elder. It can be a fellow deacon or deaconess or whatever. But, yeah, spend some time with another leader in the church and pick their brain for a little bit. It's, you know, it's not all peaches and cream. You get the good power trip, but... Yeah, it's not all peaches and cream. Any other questions about anything I said so far? Clear as mud? Okay, good. Two other things that I just want to note. This is a CityNet retreat that's coming up February 21st through the 23rd. It's not the best time. It's during the week. We know that. It is primarily for pastors and ministry leaders who are laboring full-time. That's why it's during the week, so you're not taking another Saturday from them already who are oftentimes laboring on the weekends. But if you're able to come to this, this is going to be a great time to rub shoulders with pastors and other ministry-minded people. It's going to be some great, great talks going on there. We're going to have some ministries come and make some presentations. And if you can't come, take the word back to your church. Try and at least get one mercy-minded person at this. Again, we talk a lot in the MercyNet meetings about, how do we get this into the minds and thoughts of our pastors? And that's in many ways where it needs to be, because it needs to affect their preaching. It needs to come out in how they're understanding Scripture and things like that. So this is a good opportunity for that. And if the CityNet meeting the other day was any indication, it's going to be a great conference, because these things are on people's hearts, and we're really beginning to talk about them. The other thing I'll just bring up finally is New Life Philly and Manny. Maybe you can confirm these dates. I think it's March 21st or something like that through the 23rd for Perkins.
I think it's the 25th and 26th.
Okay, 25th and 26th. We'll get more information to you, but John Perkins is coming to New Life Philly for their Urban Missions Conference. He'll be preaching on Sunday morning. That's a great opportunity. He's the one who wrote the one book out there. And related to that, CCDA, which stands for Christian Community Development Association, they have conferences all over the country, and we've been sending representatives to them for the last couple of years. CCDA this year is going to be in Philadelphia. It's very exciting. We're going to need to mobilize, a couple hundred volunteers, because the conference has about 2,000 attendees. About 2,000 attendees, and it's not a small undertaking. We have a number of people involved in that, so you'll be hearing more about that. Okay, do you need a computer or anything? Okay, all right. Let me pray for us, and then Bill Crispin is beginning. Gary Burlingham is going to give the case study. Bill Senior is going to give the second talk, and I'm heading off to the new presbytery meeting. Sorry, guys, you're on your own. So let me just pray for us. Father, we do thank you for your wonderful grace. We're reminded of the great tension of the Christian life, that justice and mercy have come together in the person of Jesus Christ, Lord. We don't know that tension. We don't know how to do that. And yet through the mystery of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, you have called us into your kingdom. You have been just while yet you were merciful to us in Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you would really have that sink deep into our hearts. I pray that you would bless the speakers over these next four sessions, Lord. I pray that the gospel would grab deeply hold of them again, Lord, that they would be the ones who are reminded themselves of the great glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, I pray that over the overflow of the change in their lives, Lord, that they would, that out of that overflow, those who are listening, those who are learning, Lord, that they would also catch fire, Lord, and that we would really just bring you glory through all that we're doing here. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. You are good to us in Jesus Christ. Be with us, grow us, conform us to your image, that you might get the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.